Ebola has dominated headlines the last several months, but there's been good news in the global effort to wipe out another highly contagious virus, polio. Nigeria hasn't reported a single case of the crippling disease in more than 6 months. It's one of three countries in the world where polio transmission has never been fully stopped. Health officials are guardedly optimistic that polio could finally become a disease of the past. But as NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, completely eradicating the polio virus remains a big challenge.
Every country in Africa has managed to stop the ongoing circulation of polio, except for Nigeria. There have been sporadic outbreaks on the continent over the last few years, but most were linked back to poliovirus imported from Nigeria.
Stopping polio in Nigeria has always been the key to getting Africa polio-free.
Gregory Armstrong is the chief of the polio eradication branch at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's worked extensively on polio in Nigeria. In 2006, the West African nation recorded more than 1,000 cases of polio-induced paralysis. Last year, it had only six, and the most recent one was back in July.
This, I believe, is the first time in history that they've gone this long without having a case.
Currently, polio remains endemic in just two places on the globe, Nigeria and the Afghan-Pakistan border. If polio really has been stopped in Nigeria, it would be a major step forward in the global effort to drive the virus into extinction.
Nigeria has been the source of polio throughout much of Africa for the last 10 years or so.
Armstrong adds, however, that 6 months is not enough time to tell if polio really has been wiped out in Nigeria. First, the polio virus is hard to track. The fact that there have been no recorded cases of polio paralysis does not mean the virus is gone. Someone could be infected with polio, could be spreading the disease, but not showing any symptoms.
It's only in less than 1 in 200 cases that it actually causes paralysis, that it actually causes poliomyelitis. And so the vast majority of infections that are out there are not visible to us.
The other major problem for polio eradication in Nigeria is the insurgency by the Islamic militants Boko Haram. Just as the Taliban have disrupted efforts against polio in Pakistan, Boko Haram has made it nearly impossible to vaccinate kids in parts of northern Nigeria. Borrowing a tactic from the polio campaign in Pakistan, vaccinators in Nigeria set up checkpoints on the major roadways and try to immunize children as they enter or leave areas dominated by Boko Haram. They call the technique hit and run. When there's no fighting or signs of the Islamic militants, the health teams rush in, do a one-day immunization campaign, and then run away. The World Health Organization's representative to Nigeria, Rui Gamavaz, speaking from Abuja, says the overall strategy is working.
6 months is a milestone. It's an important milestone. But we are clear that we still have a lot of challenge ahead of us.
And one of those challenges is politics. Polio immunization drives had been on hold due to security concerns around the presidential elections, which were scheduled for this weekend. The idea was once things settled down, the polio vaccination campaigns would ramp up again. But now the Nigerian Election Commission has postponed the vote for another 6 weeks. It's unclear when the next national immunization campaign will happen. Health officials in Nigeria, however, say they're committed to pushing forward with the polio eradication drive. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.